not much you can do, really, against a team like that.
I'll be honest, I think there is some stuff that we can do, because I'm not happy. We're at the point of the season now where I can say this to the players, that it wasn't good enough in some of the absolute basics. Today we couldn't even string two passes together at times. Some of the air shots that were happening, basic passing just wasn't there. Basic tackles wasn't there, the shape wasn't there. And I said to the players today, I said the performance is what's important today. I want us to really focus on our performance, how we try to play to the standards that we try to play to. And we weren't there today. We were completely off it all over the place. So I've asked the players to do some reflections. We're going to, over the next 48 hours, we've got some reflection stuff that's going to go out with the players alongside the video footage. And we've got to take responsibility for performances, because today just wasn't good enough.
I mean, going back to the starting selection, and obviously we're missing Reeves today. That is a big miss, isn't it, when you can't bring Reeves in?
Yeah, I mean, what Shan brings is absolute leadership, the intensity that we're looking for, the forward runs, and gives us a bit more quality in the final third, which was missing. The good thing is we have made a signing over the last few days. We've brought in Cara Bickett, who will come into the midfield and strengthen up there where we feel that we are missing at the moment. It'll also allow us to shuffle around the pack a little bit, because I have got a plan, but it'll take a little bit of time on the training pitch to get there to exactly where we need to be. And we are in conversations with a few more players, because we have to bring in a little bit more quality, because today, like, it's not good enough. If we're to stay in this league, we need to compete better. Now, we know that this is the league plate, but Hull are in our league.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that they were outstanding today. I don't think they're the best team that we've played, and I don't think they're 6 goals better than us on our day. But we just have to be better.
When you look at the league table, you can see that top four there, and Hull are very much a part of that. Mm-hmm. It's some of the finishing that they do, and, you know, getting to the second ball, it's no accident. But like you say, it's those fine margins, it's those through balls which weren't coming off early doors, it's the loose passing out the back, it's just giving, I mean...
Well, their final goal came from a throw-in in our final third. We've thrown it straight to their player, and they've broke, not one of our players has touched the ball, and they've gone through and scored. Like, how does that happen? We can't be as cheap to concede against as that. That's not good enough, and it's not the level that I accept, and I don't want the players to accept that either.
That being said, we mentioned a couple of performances. I thought Walton grew into the game and was trying to drive it at the best she could in the second half. There were some good opportunities. I mean, Stopford got through, Wilding nearly got through, but it's just that even when they're 6-0 up, or 5-0 up, you know, Knight is frustrated, she's been called offside. Dawson's still putting last ditch challenges in, and that's the bridge, isn't it? That's the gap.
Oh, 100%.
That attitude.
We know we've got a long way to go, but we've also got to be able to control the controllables. And that's the message I'm giving to the players at the moment. We have to be better at some of the basic stuff. You know, if we are to give away a throw-in in the final third by throwing it straight to them, our shape behind the ball should be there, but again, it wasn't. People aren't listening, people aren't in the right places, people are switching off, people are not putting the tackles in, and we've allowed them to go three quarters of the pitch without even touching the ball, and then they smash it in the back of the net. It's not acceptable. We have to be better. So we'll regroup. We'll regroup on Tuesday, regroup on Thursday, get our heads down, work hard. I'm still trying to recruit. I'm still determined to stay up in this league. This just gives us a flavour of what's to come.
Yes.
So we have to be better when we do go back into the league next week.
And we've played Leeds, we know what they're about. We played Hull now, we know what they're about. It does give the team a flavour of what Middlesbrough away might be like.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. And we know next week it's going to be physical. Again, they're another well-established team that are, you know, been playing together for a while, so they're going to have set patterns, set systems, going to be used to it. But we've just got to get back to basics again and just make sure we're better.
And just a reaction as well, because we've not spoke since the FA Cup draw. We've got York away next, a week on Sunday.
I do like a good cup game.
I know. That will be taken. I think that's going to happen in the community stadium as well, which is exciting for us because we've never been there.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that one?
We've played them once, so we know sort of some of their systems, some of their rotations, so we can plan for that. And also, since they beat us, they've not really had a great season so far. They're very hit and miss. Mm-hmm. So we'll be focused on opportunities where we can try to exploit, but also, again, we'll be focusing on us and our performance and digging in and making sure that we're right, because I can't accept another performance like we have done today.
And just a closing thought, Jenny, just about that. You've got two training sessions, you've already mentioned it. This feels like a bit of a wake-up call, is like you said in this interview. I was expecting you to talk about, you know, the attitude and that kind of thing, but we are heading towards November now.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm. So, and the last few weeks we've been saying to them, like, look, we've come a long way. You know, last week we weren't brilliant in terms of performance, but we found a way to win. We found a way to come back. We never say die. They're some of the principles that we've been building on, because we know how hard it's been this season. All that was absolutely thrown out the window today. So we've just got to regroup and find what we're good at again and build on that. And then when we do get opportunities to score, we've got to start scoring more goals, because... It's not great, and I said to him today, I don't want us to keep looking back, being the team who, oh, woe is us, we had no players at the start of the season. We've passed that, and players have got to step up and take responsibility. If every single one of these players gave their best performance in one collective go, in one collective game, I tell you what, someone's going to get an absolute drubbing. The issue is, we are so inconsistent with it. We are so up and down, and there's so many things that we can control that we're not controlling at the moment. So we've just got to aim to be better.